Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Sorry, we were a bit late starting. We had a bit of a technical hiccup there, but I think we've got over it now. And now I'm watching Audra wrestle with her headphones, which is quite interesting. There you go. That's it. Perfect.
These are clever ones.
Anyway, you're listening to the Business Bunker show on Tuesday, the 3rd of July, with me, Paul Andrews, and my gorgeous co-presenter, the lovely Audra Lemoon. Hello, Audra.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Have you missed me?
I have. I haven't seen you for ages and ages and ages. Where have you been?
Cincinnati and Atlanta. Yeah, we just got another
That's just outside Dover, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
a little
yeah.
bit outside Dover.
Yeah.
2,000
Turn
miles.
Right and go 3,000 miles. Yeah.
That's the one.
Cool.
Yeah. Lovely.
Good stuff. Well, it's lovely to have you back in
Thank
the studio
you.
With us. Today's a day. We're trying our very first outside broadcast.
Woohoo!
Broadcasting from the Kent and Medway Business to Business Show at Ashford International Hotel. And we're going to have some live links later on in the show. He says with his tongue firmly in his cheek after the start we've had already. But we'll see. We'll keep going and see what happens. Anyway, it's lovely of you to join us. Please do give us a call on our new number, which is 01303.
I'm just looking for the number.
It's not in anywhere. 01303 874998.
874.
01303 874998. Give us a call. We have a live Twitter feed running, so please tweet me at VanillaWeb. Or if you're too shy to talk to me or Audra, you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. So, brilliant. We've got a packed show for you today. We've got some studio guests. We've got some live links and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I think what we'll do first, Audra, well, I've got two or three tweets in already, but we'll wait for a moment for those. Why don't you do an email to start us off?
Oh,
I think
okay.
that's the best thing.
Well, there's something very exciting here, close to my heart, clothes. And Frockalicious is a new Westgate dress agency just opened. So I'm very, very excited about that. And they're going to hold monthly events. The first Wednesday of every month, they're going to hold different events, which means tomorrow, 4th of July, there's going to be an event there. And you can get on their website, www.westgateandwestbrook.co.uk. Ooh, and it goes /admin. I'm sure that if you pick up Frockalicious...
it's a bit of a long one, that. We'll put a link to that on the radio website, though.
Yes, and there's going to be another lady there showcasing her accessories, jewellery, handbags and scarves from as little as £4, so you've got to get over there.
Oh, I don't want to miss that.
No,
that
don't
could be
miss
good.
That. So keep that business going. That's lovely. And I've learnt something today.
Yeah.
Since we're at this beautiful Haglands farmland. I love it here. It's absolutely beautiful. I've been to visit the alpacas already, but I've learned that they're going to open a maze. So animal games type show here at Haglands in July. And Kevin, who's running that, is going to be on the show soon to tell us more about that. So if you get on the www.haglandsvillage.co.uk and find out more about it. It's spelt H-A-G-U-E, Haglands.
Blimey, as in William Haglands.
I get, yes, William Haglands, yes. He gets about, doesn't he?
Yeah,
there's lots here, as you know. So
yeah, absolutely.
The old farm
our studio's
there.
Here.
I'm so excited, it's lovely.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Love it.
It's in all these knobs.
Yes, and I saw one particularly throwing an epi this morning, didn't I? One rather large knob having a fit this morning.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
The air conditioning went down, so we had to open a window. Oh, that was the air conditioning.
Yeah, no, there is air conditioning in here, but it packed up, and so we've opened the windows, and then all our paperwork blew everywhere.
Oh, no. It's all right now, it's all right.
I tell you, this... It wouldn't be any fun if this worked, would it, really?
Can I just tell the listener that I got here early because I hadn't been here before, and being navigationally challenged, I always have to set off hours before, and I'm actually only 40 minutes away. And then when I got the call from you, Paul, to say you're stuck at a junction and you might not get in, I actually went into meltdown, and I went, okay, don't worry, look, we'll sort it. Then I ran in the shop to see what I could buy to make myself feel better.
That was ridiculous.
Oh.
I was at the Ashford International Hotel at the B2B this morning because I chaired the Richard Farley session there.
Yes.
So I came straight from there to here, and it's only two junctions on the motorway. So I left with an hour and a half to spare, you know, thinking it will only take me 10 minutes. I came on the first junction and bosh, the motorway was shut.
Very inconvenient.
It
and
was.
I know who was trying to get to the business.
Exactly. I got out of the car and I said, do you know who you're holding up here? There's a listener out there waiting to listen to this Business Bunker show, and you have the temerity to crash.
So there's a blonde having a meltdown in an alpaca shop.
I fear for the alpacas.
Yeah,
she might eat at you.
Oh, dear. Frightening. Thank God you're here.
Anyway, now look what I've done.
What have you done? Always pulled the plug on himself, listener.
I do that every week. I pull the plug out.
That's it. You sound better now.
Yeah, cool. Right, let me do an email.
Yeah.
This is quite a long one, but I think it's quite important. It was the annual summer lunch in aid of cancer research, and it lived up to its reputation of being the biggest networking lunch locally, with 250 people attended.
Wow.
The event could was held at the East Sussex National Golf Resort and Spa at Uckfield, and it was organised by the Crowborough Committee of the CRUK, the Cancer Research UK. The lunch raised more than £4,500 for the charity.
Crikey.
The Crowborough Committee was formed 24 years ago, and in that time it has raised more than £250,000. It was formed by Elizabeth Bostock, who is still the chair of the committee today. Lovely. So well done, Elizabeth.
Yeah,
that's
congrats.
Absolutely brilliant. Guests enjoyed a talk about developments in cancer research by Professor Peter Schmid, the Foundation Chair of Cancer Medicine at Brighton and Sussex Medical School and at the University of Sussex. The event included a welcome drink of sparkling wine, sponsored by Armida Chartered Accountants, in the stunning foyer of the East Sussex National. Then guests enjoyed a two-course meal with red wine sponsored by David Haskell Limited and white wine by Inspirations Algarve Exclusive Travel Club.
Mm-hmm.
And the wine itself came from the Quinta dos Valas vineyard in Portugal.
Did you see the trend there? So it started off with sparkly, then you've got red and white. So they're just getting them drunk and getting them to delve into their wallet.
Yeah, no wonder they made so much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the end of that, they'll go,
have it all.
Take my bank account. Take my credit card. Yeah, how much do you want? Yeah.
Wait for your invite, Mr. Andrew.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I wouldn't do them any good, would I? I'm teetotal, so they'd nil out of me.
Yeah, that's true. Boring.
Other sponsors include Dawson Hart, which sponsored the coffee, ASP, David Bartholomew Photographers, EN Communications, Origin Computer Training, Simmons Gainsford, Swindles, Tesser and Jones, Towery, and TR Fastenings. The marketing eye based in Uckfield providing all the marketing support. And Cancer Research UK's groundbreaking work into the prevention, diagnosis and treatment of cancer has seen survival rates double in the last 40 years,
wow.
Which is brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
The charity's research, entirely funded by the public, is critical to ensuring more people beat it. So if you want to find out more about the work of Cancer Research UK, their website is www.cancerresearchuk.org. That's all one word, cancerresearchuk.org. I know. I lent them to someone this morning and I haven't got them back. I didn't get back my teeth.
They actually look like the alpacas.
Yeah, I went over there. Yeah. I tell you what.
What?
Have you seen the little baby alpaca with a little knot of hair on his head?
There's loads.
I'm having that.
Oh, I love.
I'm having that. I'm having alpaca hair.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to trim something.
Nobody will notice, would they? They'll go, no. Oh, you've suddenly grown hair again, Paul. Yeah, no, it was a temporary thing. I was bored temporarily. Now I've got alpaca hair now.
Oh, they are cute though.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, let me finish this off. If you want to follow the Crowborough, Cancer Research, group, they're on Facebook at facebook.com/CRUK Crowborough. So do give them a follow. Fantastic. Well done. $4,500 for a dinner, for a lunch.
That's brilliant.
That's brilliant stuff. So well done to all the guys there. We've got a few tweets coming in.
Ooh,
so,
quick.
Let's read a couple of those. Who have we got? Inline Magazine, Donna. Have a great day. Hope all goes well listening to the show. Thank you, Donna. Jules is tweeted in.
Ah, Jules.
Yeah. She's presenting, I'm presenting the Business Bunker in the studio with Audra, and they're doing a live Vox Pop from Ashford. You are indeed, Jules. I'm glad you remembered.
Can't wait to hear from her.
Telcare Limited just popped a Twitter on there to say come along and see Telcare at the Kent B2B show at the Ashford International, and you can find them on stand number 47. Jules is tweeting like mad, but it's all the same message. I don't know what all that's about. Anyway.
Ooh, got spam tweets.
Yeah, something like that. And then Liam Gooding from Fruitworks, as always, tuned in to the Business Bunker show. Have a good show, guys. Thank you very much
Liam.
And we'll do one more. I'm going to mention this again later, but I'll do it now. I've had a tweet from Wake Up With Webbo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, John Webster used to do the breakfast show on KMFM Ashford.
Yeah.
And KM have changed their format and all the rest of it. Well, he's going to be back on air.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so we're going to be listening from to Wake Up with Webbo. Please give us a shout out on the Business Bunker. The show starts at 6 a.m. next Monday.
Great.
That's the 9th of July. I believe it's on from 6 till 10 every morning of the week. Wake Up with Webbo. If you're in Ashford, that's 107.1 FM. And I think you'll be able to hear it on the internet as well. So, Wake Up with Webbo from next Monday. He's back, folks.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. But we'll keep mentioning that as well, because I'm really chuffed for him.
That's lovely.
Nice one, Webbo. I'm looking forward to listening in. Oh, blimey, look at the time. Do you know, what I think we'll do, I think we'll play a bit of tunage.
Let's.
And then we'll go live to the Kent and Medway Business to Business Show. It's
our
exciting, isn't it?
OB, listener.
Yeah. It will never work.
It will. Stop
It'll
saying
never
that.
Work.
You should have heard him this morning. It will. It's going to be a success.
Do you know what? We're going to do a bit of tunage anyway.
Yeah.
Bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
What's that?
Lynyrd Sweet Skynyrd. Home.
Oh,
Alabama.
Alabama. Oh, yeah. You're bopping around to this. Let's get it on.
Singing song. the Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd there. Well, hopefully we're going to cut straight over to our outside broadcast team. Hi, are you there?
Hello, Mr. Andrews. I'm here. Can you hear me loud and clear?
We can indeed. Oh, Jules, I love you. I didn't expect to hear your dulcet tones.
Oh, well, I've had five cakes.
Have you?
HR Go PLC next door. Am I shouting?
No, you're perfect. You're perfect.
Okay. I had it's a great exhibition. Apparently, it's much, much bigger this year. Lisa Marie Settle came along to see us on stand 97 at the Business Bunker stand.
Right.
And she thinks that the shuttle service was much, much better from the car park.
Yeah.
She's very impressed by that. Someone came to see you called David Bond from the Best Western Hotel.
Oh, yeah, I know David, yeah.
Lovely little how do we say it? Antipodean.
Antipodean. He's an Aussie.
Yeah, little koala type man.
Yeah.
Quite strong, actually quite tall.
Yeah. So not a little koala at all. A great big kangaroo, in fact.
Quite a big kangaroo, yeah. He came bounding in, David Bond.
Yeah, no.
And I told him you'd sloped off and left me.
Yeah, no, it's Trevor Bond. Yeah, no, he's a good lad.
Trevor Bond.
Yeah, he runs two or three hotels in the Dover area.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey, got a bit of feedback there.
Okay, when I lean forward, it must be my bra strap, sorry.
Yeah, don't.
And then we've had Mark Lemezama, you know, lovely coach and public speaker. He came by and did some magic for me because I was getting a bit hungry.
Go on.
Alan Note came along with Shackleton the Penguin.
Oh, brilliant.
I had a big cuddle.
Right.
And I've put that out as a twit pic. Now, he has asked me to say, bring a business book to swap 7 to 9 p.m. at the Abbott Spartan, Canterbury, Thursday the 5th of July. So that's this Thursday, Paul.
Fantastic. So that's this Thursday at the Abbott Spartan Hotel. Bring a business book to swap. Yeah, that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Cool. No, that's good.
Now, there's been no sign of Jo Dodds. I'm really sorry.
That's all right. I've just tweeted her. She's tweeting me saying, should I be there now? And I just tweeted her back saying, no, you're late.
Yes, Jo, like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. So I don't know where she is, but...
So I'd like to give a mention for these people. And I've got a lovely man here queuing up. Oh, by the way, Paul.
Yeah.
I met a fireman.
Did you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I met a fireman. So that was good. Highlight of my day. I've got a man here, lovely, charming gentleman, called Mark Loughlin.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And he is based at the Innovation Centre in Medway.
Oh, right, okay.
He's a chartered financial planner.
Right.
And I also have the very handsome Paul Temple of Kent Venues.
Right. I knew I shouldn't have left you picking people there. You've just gone and grabbed all the good-looking blokes, haven't you?
Yeah, I want to get back to on the firemen.
Yeah. Now, Audra's all excited about firemen. You got them all going now.
Yeah, he didn't have his pole, Audra.
Oh, I can help him out there.
Yeah. But I also would like to say hello to Lynn Hayes, who popped by to see us.
All right.
She's a freelance bookkeeper.
Cool.
And her hourly rate is £12.50, which I thought was very, very good.
That's very reasonable.
Very.
Tell her she's in.
We're just going to sack hours.
Yeah, we're going to sack hours. She's in.
And then I had a very great guy called Peter Snell, who works for a company called Clicks Media Studios.
All right.
And they're based in Rochester, and they do videos for YouTube and websites.
Cool.
So, rocking here, I'd say.
Yeah, brilliant. And I was there first thing this morning with the Richard Farley Roadshow, and that was really good. It was absolutely packed.
Now, I had some gossip about that.
Yeah, go on.
Apparently, Paul Andrews in the Business Bunker, who was facilitating for the Dragon, Richard Farley, did a very, very good job.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Don't know how that happened.
Let's give him a clap.
Yes.
Apparently,
you held it all together and you did very well, Paul.
Thank you. Aww. It was all I could do not to answer his questions by pushing him aside. So, no, I'll answer that. Don't worry. What do you know?
Yeah, take the stage.
We had a big mention for 10x10 Labs, who are based in Canterbury. Is that Liam Gooding?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Liam and Howard. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a great... and Howard, yes.
Yeah.
So we had a really good mention for Liam Gooding and 10x10 Labs. And
yeah, in fact, Richard Farley gave us a big up for that and wished the launch of 10x10 Labs an exciting future. We just ought to tell the listener that 10x10 Labs is a startup incubator, accelerator based in Canterbury. So, yeah, no, that's all good stuff. Cool. Brilliant. So, have you got some guests there then, Jules?
Yeah, I've got lots. I'm going to pass them over. I'm going to interview them now. So I'm going to start off with Mark Loughlin. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. I'm putting a bit of a Scottish... I'm sure he'll put me right.
Right.
He's laughing at me because I've got no shoes on.
I don't know what he's laughing at. You're lucky you still got something on. He doesn't know how close he's come.
I've got the fireman out of my system, so.
All right.
Okay, Mark, over to you're live now on the Business Bunker. So just tell the bunker listener about yourself and your business.
Yeah, hi, Business Bunker. My name's Mark Loughlin. I've got my own IFA practice, Loughlin Limited. Most people find financial advice a bit of a dry subject, but I think it's all about choices. You can either choose to protect your family and business, you can either choose to protect your retirement. And if you don't make those choices, you may end up in a destination you don't want to be at.
Thank you for that. And how are you finding today's exhibition, lovely Mark?
Thank you for calling me lovely. That's very nice. Really enjoying it. There's a lot of really great businesses here. They're proving that the economy's not in a downturn. The downturn is something that's in the newspapers. If you want your business to thrive, you do things like this, and you can make a success. So I give advice to lots of businesses. So many businesses out there making fantastic profits and doing really, really well because they're doing the right thing for their clients and customers.
Great. Well, have you met old faces or new faces or both?
I've met some new faces, met some old faces, and that's what an exhibition like this is all about. It's the old faces you have a laugh with and you catch up. It's the new faces that you get opportunities to go forward.
And have you been able to have a word with Jimmy Carr about his tax and financial position?
I actually saw Jimmy Carr about 12 years ago in Greenwich when he was just starting out. And it was in a real spit and sawdust place called Up the Creek in Greenwich. And if you weren't any good, you'd have bottles thrown at you, you'd be laughed off. This strange little posh chap come on and he was absolutely superb. Poor Jimmy has done something that anyone would do. Your accountant says, would you like to save tax? You would say yes. I think the guy's getting chastised for a government mistake. The government shouldn't have allowed that loophole to be open in the first place.
And finally, Mark, how tall are you? Because I'm getting real arm ache holding this microphone up.
Well, I'm actually 6'5". That makes me the tallest financial advisor in Kent. And that just helps me reach that little bit further for my clients and see things from a different perspective.
I can feel a new strap line coming on there. Give us a shout for your website, Mark.
www.loughlinlimited.uk. It's not live yet, but it will be soon.
And Loughlin is Loughlin. So thank you for that, Mark. Do you want me to interview Paul Temple, who's here for Kent Venues, or have you got to go and play a tune now?
No, you can do another one.
Okay. So I've got here the very smartly dressed and little polo pony on his shirt, Paul Temple from Kent Venues. Hello, Paul.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you finding the B2B exhibition? What about?
It's really, really good. Lots of new faces, lots of old faces. Very important for a young business like ours. I'm finding it very, very worthwhile. And obviously seeing Richard Farley speak was extremely inspirational. So well worth the visit.
And how was our very own Paul Andrews at the Business Bunker with facilitating?
Well, it was the first time I've actually seen Paul speaking. Obviously, great inspiration in what he does, and only admiration for him.
Are you angling to come on the Business Bunker live?
You've asked me, and certainly I think once a couple of months' time when I've finished rebranding and rebuilding the website, with the help of Liam Gooding, may I add, I think I'll definitely be ready to come and say hello and tell everybody about us.
And Paul, how do you find this exhibition? What kind of things are you taking away from it today?
Lots of free sweets. But certainly on a business level, you know, it's great just to talk to people. It's such a wide range of businesses in Kent. It's an amazing place to run and start a business, as I'm finding, you know, every week that goes by. So, you know, any conversation is experience and certainly taking a lot from it, yes.
What do you actually do at Kent Venues?
It's my business. I started the website about a year ago. And basically, we are a venue and business finding service just for Kent at the moment. We build attractive listings that rank on Google for customers' chosen keywords. So let's say you're a client of ours, Cineworld, the cinema chain. If you were to Google unique venue in Ashford, you'll see that their Kent Venues listing comes up first, You know, for £99 a year, you can't really complain.
Okay, thank you for that, Paul Temple. And I've got a whole queue here, Paul, so I can go on all day, honey.
Well, I think we're going to come back to the studio now, Jules.
Yes.
And we'll be back to you just before 2 o'clock and
yes.
talk to some more people there. I have tweeted Joe and her guests, but they haven't replied, so I will ignore them. Yeah.
Well,
who cares? I did tell you I saw the famous Joe Dodds actually in the bar of the hotel at 7 o'clock this morning. Yeah, that probably tells you what's going on there. Not that I'm one to start a rumour or anything.
Yeah, well, tell her I've had my legs crossed at the stand since 10 a.m.
Cool.
Unable to leave.
Cool. Well, we'll be back to you for another outside broadcast just before 2 o'clock, but keep on enjoying it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, right, there you go.
Oh, I'm back on. I've
yep.
been saying anything.
So that was Jules and the crew. Jules and Becky Oliver and allegedly Joe Dodds are all down at the Kent B2B, Kent and Medway B2B at the Ashford International Hotel. It was heaving down there when I was there earlier. Really great. And you heard it here first from Paul Temple of Kent Venues. It's worth it for the sweets alone.
Well, that's one reason I should be there then, because you don't get anything here.
Yeah. That's true.
I was miss out on all the goodies. No ice cream. No, nothing. I've had a cup of tea.
Yeah. Well, you were lucky because we've got a work experience crew in of young lads and masses from the local school, Marsh Academy. They're here learning how to do radio. While they're trying to learn from me, I've no idea.
Well, they went out when we came on the
I give up with that. But they're all learning how to do radio and stuff like that. But so they made us a cup of tea.
I know.
And which is the first cup of tea I've had in this studio for about 6 weeks.
Yeah, well,
He says pointedly looking at daggers everybody out there that steadfastly ignoring me.
They obviously didn't realise who you are.
I've got a couple more tweets coming in. We're going to do them. I think we'll do one more email and then we'll talk to our studio guest.
Yeah, what would you like? I've got some good news on some awards that were won at the KEBA, the Kent Excellence Business Awards, or I've got some emails. What do you fancy?
Give us an email to start with.
Okay, then. Well, something very, 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 very close to my heart is retail, as you know, which is why I was in Cincinnati last. And it's to do with moves to regenerate the centre of Tunbridge have taken another step forward with the formation of a new group to represent High Street Traders. So the Tunbridge Business Alliance is a spin-off from the Town Team, which is a group which is created to prepare a bid for grants available under the Porter's Pilot Scheme, the High Street Business Scheme. Do you remember Mary Porter's?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Susan Adams, who's part of the business team, told the Courier, in March I approached the council and asked, why aren't we doing anything about the Porter's application? And they said, we are, and you're on the team. So it was apparent at the first team meeting that she was representing the retailers in the High Street, and there was only her. But there were 210 retailers. So she's obviously going around talking to all these retailers, asking what they think. She opened the Tunbridge Business Alliance and sent a questionnaire around to all the retailers and added that at the moment she is the Tunbridge Business Alliance, but it has just started. So she's been a businesswoman in the town for 30 years and served as secretary for the Chamber of Commerce for 20 years until it was disbanded about 10 years ago. So Mrs. Adams, who runs a stationery design and printing shop at the north end of the High Street, said there was a feeling among the traders that the new body was needed. And just on that note, you know that I would like to be able to help. I actually turn around distressed shopping malls in the States, and now I've just picked up a project in Europe as well.
All right.
So if I can help at all, please get in touch with Paul Andrews, and I'm into retail, so I'm sure I can help.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of people looking at this whole thing now.
Be controversial.
I'm not a big fan of this Mary Porter stuff, and a lot of the government money kicking around is peanuts. It really it isn't going to decorate the front of a shop, let alone anything else. Mm. Certainly not going to regenerate an area.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really keen on doing something. But I think we've got to make sure it's the right thing that we do with retail. Retail is one of those markets, like a lot of markets, that's been heavily affected by a changing lifestyle, by out-of-town retail shopping, by poor politics, where most town centres banned cars years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And even, I mean, this drives me loony. Mary Porter's put a report together, and one of the biggest findings in her report was that expensive car parking put people off.
Yeah.
There are three towns, and I'm not naming any names.
I know where this is going. Yeah.
I'm not naming any names, Margate. Ashford.
Yep.
Tunbridge Wells. Yeah. I'm, you know, they've all bid for Porteous money, and the same week that they put up car parking charges.
Ridiculous.
And you just think, are you not paying attention or what?
Ridiculous.
You know, unbelievable.
Well, in the States, I've just come back from one project, and we've been working on it for a year and a half, and we, part of the report was used actually because we're benchmarking against Europe, and they've removed the car parking fees, and footfall has gone up tremendously.
Yeah, it's obvious. It's just phenomenal. So obvious. Anyway, enough of that ranting.
Yes,
but you're right. If anybody wants to follow up with Audra on her retail stuff, then you can make contact via me at thebunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk by email, and I'll put you in touch. I think we'll talk to our studio guest now.
Oh, shall we?
Yeah, I think that'll be really cool. It's my absolute pleasure to introduce to you Doreen Flies. Doreen,
does
is
she?
I am. The trouble is, Doreen and I can't sell it because there's a dirty great computer screen in the way.
Good thing for Doreen, actually.
Yeah, with all my streaming playout system on it. So Doreen's really lucky she can't see me, but I don't even know if she's there.
She is there.
Yeah. Hi, Doreen.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. Doreen is from IonCube, a software company based in Canterbury, and she also is running a thing called Epic. And we're going to talk about both of those things. Mm. But first of all, Doreen, just tell us a little bit about you and a bit about your company with Nick, IonCube, and then we'll talk about Epic.
Well, we're a software company, small SME, and we sell our products worldwide to about 100 plus countries.
Right, okay.
So we have a lot of technical support that comes in.
Right.
Can
I just, sorry to interrupt you without being able to see you. Only Piers around the corner.
I'll move a little.
Yeah, no, that's cool. When you sell worldwide, presumably you sell as downloads?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Everything is online.
Yeah,
you don't
cool.
have a physical product.
Okay, cool.
But the support element,
yep.
our customer service is very demanding.
Yeah, of course. Because it's quite technical products you sell as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a PHP encoder.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to
help
you there.
No, come back.
Right. Yeah. So blonde picky in the room, layman speak. What does all that mean?
It just means that there's a lot of people that are being made redundant in the IT industry worldwide.
Yeah.
And instead of not earning any money, they go freelance.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, to pay the bills, and they need to protect their work.
Yeah.
To ensure that they get paid. One of the first thing that they go and buy is our product because we basically give them the tool to get paid.
Wow. Okay, so that's an insurance policy.
Yeah, well, kind of. It protects the code that they've written. So if they don't pay, you can kind of just remove the code, as it were.
IP?
It won't work. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It licenses.
Yeah.
And it encodes it and it protects it. And
great.
So it just ensures that they get their money.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's a really clever idea, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
It's a really cool idea.
Love
it. So, and you sell that to 100 countries currently.
Yeah.
And there, as you say, there's obviously a massive technical support overhead.
There is.
Yeah.
And it's quite sort of complicated, I mean, as technical stuff is generally.
Mm.
And what we were finding was that our senior developers were having to do all the technical support.
Mm.
We didn't want to outsource our technical support out to the other side of the planet.
Mm.
Yep.
So we decided that we would look at apprenticeships, IT apprenticeships specifically.
Mm.
And it was quite difficult to find two lads that had the right mindset and aptitude for doing this kind of thing.
Mm.
We found them in NEET, which is
NEET training.
And not in education training or forget what the last bit is.
Yeah.
And amazingly, and perhaps not surprisingly, they did really well. So for us, in the space of 10 months, we've gone from having to do 100% of our technical support to only 20%.
Wow.
Because they do the other 80.
Blimey. That
amazing.
Is pretty impressive.
Mm.
That is really cool.
A good business model, you know, you have
yes.
there.
Mm. So we've, on the back of that success, we decided, well, we're going to continue with the apprenticeship model.
Yeah.
And we're going to hire some more and sort of put them through the program that we've come up with.
Mm.
But how to find them,
mm-hmm.
you know, needle in a haystack kind
sure.
of situation.
Yeah.
So we created Epic.
Right.
Which is encouraging programming in Kent. There's a lot of youngsters out there that are geeky. Yeah, they love their computers, they love their games, especially their games.
Yeah.
And all of those are transferable skills.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether they don't have A levels or they've managed to fail some of their GCSEs. You know, what we're looking for is the passion, yeah, is the interest.
Absolutely. It's about the engagement, isn't
it? Yes.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the youngsters engage with IT, and in schools,
they don't teach it.
They don't teach it. And second, they don't sort of engage with the youngsters on what they're passionate about. It's all about doing their A-levels, their O-levels, and taking
I don't want to interrupt you, but it's another one of my soapboxy rants.
Brace yourself, Dorothy.
Yes. I am.
I started working in information technology 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Years.
I know, and I'm an old git. But the IT business has been in full swing for 50 years, and you know it's still not taught in any school in the United Kingdom. You know, not taught, what I mean is they have ICT lessons, but they teach you how to do Word and spreadsheets. What we're talking about is program, systems architecture, and the back end stuff that is really crucial. And it's really, as Doreen quite rightly says, it's really, really hard to fill. Not only can't you find experienced people, but you can't even find the right trainees. Because nobody's doing anything. And yet, you know, we're still moaning. You know, the politicians are still playing with changing O levels again. When are they ever going to address the content and rather than the structure? That's the thing that needs addressing. Rant over. Sorry, Doreen.
Doreen.
I thought I would leave you.
Yeah, full flow.
He's going to have his brow mopped now, Doreen.
There are initiatives that are starting to happen in school. Mm. There's sort of small clusters, specifically the British Computer Society.
Yep.
They're sort of very hot in trying to get youngsters to engage with computing.
Right.
They have an offshoot, which is called CAS, and they sort of, their agenda is to bring aspiration for computer science in schools. My take on it is that that's great, because that's sort of an academic route that some people will naturally gravitate towards.
Yeah.
But what happens to those that can't engage with the school system? Yeah, there are lots of people that don't have degrees but are excellent programmers. Programming is fundamentally a vocation. It's not just a professional sort of thing that needs to go to university to do your degree and then your MPhil or your PhD or whatever. You can go into it through the routes of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are different types of people. There are doers and thinkers. I think that the thinkers are the ones that go to university. You know, plumbing is a doing job.
Yeah.
Programming is also a doing job.
Absolutely.
It's no more difficult as long as you have a methodical mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when I was talking to you earlier.
This is funny.
Yeah.
You were talking to Audra about methodical minds.
Technical,
I bet that confused her.
I was saying to Audrey.
Sorry. I have my knee.
That when you go shopping, do you take a list with you or do you buy everything in the store? And most people that go to a shop with a list will have a generally good methodical mind,
right,
or at least planning.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we're looking for in youngsters.
Right.
Do they think in a, you know, in a succinct progression rather than, you know, pick everything and throw it up in the air.
Yeah. Kind of. Now you know why I'm not a programmer.
But that brings different skills as well.
I forget where I'm going halfway to the store, let alone take a list.
Yeah, I'm also not a programmer because I go to the store and buy everything off the shelf.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I was saying, I don't know where this leaves me because then I do lists for food, but if I'm going for clothes shopping, the world is my oyster, Doreen.
I love food, you see, so the world is my oyster.
Yeah, but a clothes shopping list for you would just say everything.
Yes, basically.
So it's the shortest list in the world and the longest shopping experience.
Yay! It works for me.
So cool. We came across another project that was hosted by the Open University called Cyber Challenge. It's a very interesting competition that is looking for security experts. Last year, a postman won it.
Really?
Yeah. Which shows that literally anybody can actually walk into the IT industry if they have the right mindset. And this is a very scalable solution. So it's not just for a local thing. It goes to the whole of UK and it could actually sort of expand outwards. And what I did is purely borrow their concept.
Right.
Borrowed.
And she stole it.
Critical, the phones are ringing, look.
And I got in contact with the chap that sort of organised it, which is Kevin Streeter, and he's the chief architect.
Right.
And he's actually decided that he's going to support Epic as well
now. Oh,
wow. Oh,
brilliant. Congratulations. That's so cool. Brilliant.
It's
so people can contact you how?
Well, all they need to do, it's all central. They go to epic.org.uk.
Right, that's E-P-I-K, obviously.
E-P-I-K, yes.
Yep.
And on the site, you can sort of like us on Facebook. You can join us on Twitter. You can sort of register. You can participate as a competitor. But what we also are looking for is people to help us in this endeavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of we're one small company with a very tight band of people that are around us and believe in this project.
Yep.
But we need more people.
Okay.
And more people that see the value of bringing youngsters into our industry.
Is there anything in particular you need? Is there a particular types of people you want to get involved or particular types of company? Or is it fairly open-ended?
It can be open-ended. It's anybody that sort of believes that children and youngsters that are in need should be given another opportunity.
Right, okay.
Yeah? It's, you know, just because you can't engage with one system doesn't mean that you're a failure for the whole rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, education is just one particular framework.
Yeah.
So work-based learning for us and for our guys has been hugely beneficial.
Right.
One of them was destined to go and work for McDonald's. Now, there's nothing wrong with McDonald's, but now, by sort of taking part in this, he's actually has the opportunity to become an IT professional.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
So that's literally changed his life.
Life change.
And, you know, while not everybody is going to want to do this, we want to at least give the opportunity to those that want to give it a try.
Mm. Sure.
Yeah.
We
need support.
Yeah, okay.
We can't do it on our own.
Okay. So if there's anybody out there listening, if there's anybody out there listening that wants to get involved, what's the best thing for them to do? Just make contact with you.
Yeah, they can go on the website. We have a support us section.
Right, okay.
And they can choose to either donate their time.
Yep.
I value time over money.
Okay.
At any time.
Okay.
But if they don't want to give us their time, if they have an IT product that they make themselves,
right,
they can sort of donate it for the competition and the competitors.
Right.
They can donate money. I mean, that's the easiest thing that somebody can give is money.
Right, okay.
But
I agree.
I would prefer time.
But you prefer time. You prefer time and support. And the kind of time that you're looking for, are you looking for people with programming skills, or are you looking for people with mentoring skills, or are you just looking for people to do anything, basically, that can help you out?
Well, there is sort of two lines in the competition.
Mm.
The first one that we asked them to do is a project proposal.
Right.
So the project proposal, they may not be able to code, and this is fine, but that's going to capture quite a lot of interesting ideas.
Mm.
So mentoring these people into business would be sort of one route that they could help. Another one, we're also sort of hosting events, which we're hoping to start sort of September onwards, to get kids to program and to code. So we need ins into schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the schools themselves are not able to offer this kind of thing. And they're limited as to what they can do because of their own rules and agendas. So we're doing something outside of the school system that basically invites youngsters as young as 12.
Mm.
And I have met a few programmers that are 12 years old.
Wow.
Which is quite amazing.
Blimey.
Yeah, that's great.
Locally?
Yeah, locally.
Cool.
I've just got this mental image of like mothers and fathers watching their 4-year-old genius on Super Mario. They've got pound signs coming out. They're thinking, right, son, I know where I'm taking you this afternoon.
And it sort of gets them to engage in something which they like naturally.
Yeah.
But in a constructive way.
So it's applying that same logic and skill.
Yeah.
And you know, that can start at any age, obviously. So being aware of that.
Yeah, and there's lots of things.
And
I mean,
channeling.
My I have a 4-year-old, and she's an atomic
Sabrina.
Bomb. Sabrina, yes. And
I found out also. That's why you having a rant and rave out there. This woman speaks so many languages; it's unreal. Because I picked up there's another accent.
Well,
there.
It's my mum that speaks a lot of languages.
Oh, wow.
I only speak two.
But you, and obviously,
oh, is that all?
She's forgotten more than you've learnt now.
I was going to say, I'm working on English at the moment, but I'm not doing too good. Yeah.
And there's loads of tools on the iPads and on the Android tablets that you can let loose your kids as young as four.
Yeah.
And while Sabrina, you know, can't read, she can make a dragon, a tiny little dragon go from one side of the screen to the other using programming.
Wow.
And it's because it's just logic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, see the glazed look come over Paul and
I'm just thinking about the implications of that, aren't we?
And here's me looking at Doreen saying, oh, it's lovely in pink. That's the first thing that I saw when I saw her iPad.
I always remember that phrase from the Terminator then, and then it became self-aware.
I'm waiting for that still.
Yeah.
And there's that gene, isn't there, in the paper at the moment that robots and people can fall in love, and there's this new gene or something that scientists are working on. That's all about. It's quite scary.
Sure. Doreen, thank you for that. What you're doing is epic.
Yeah.
If you'll excuse the pun. You know, you and I talked about this because one of the things I've been seeing with jobsinkent.com is the huge shortage of good developers and programmers that we have, and that's something that's going to continue as the world becomes a more and more technical place.
Yes.
And there's more and more technical things to do, and there's more and more ways to tie digital bits of digital things to other digital things.
Indeed.
You need programmers and developers to do it, and we've been pretty poor in the UK in terms of our information technology industries. In fact, we haven't got one, basically. Almost, you know, when you look at most of the big software businesses in the world are all American. And you know, you think, well, why is that? Why are we not doing it? Well, you know, these are some of the reasons, because we won't allow our kids to unleash themselves on it. We're more concerned whether they got, you know,
academic
But it's not even the right academic stuff, is it? It's you know GCSE, I don't know,
Whatever it's called. Whatever, these days.
Yeah. But again, you know, one, oh, don't, well,
we go.
Start, no.
They keep
messing about with it, but they don't look at the fundamentals, which isn't the structure of the exam. It's what you're being taught. That's the key thing.
They don't understand. You know, the problem is that the software industry is a very small minority in the scope of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
But on the other hand, if you go into London, you know, Tesco would collapse without any IT engineers.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we've had the debacle with the banks.
Yeah.
You know, all of
which
that
was
is
an IT problem.
Exactly.
The bloody CA7 scheduler went.
You know, if we don't have the skill sets in our own country, they're going to get exported.
Yeah. That's where our talent's going, isn't it?
Exactly. And, you know, so I would say, you know, instead of looking to outsource a project, sort of at least consider whether you can keep it in the UK.
Yeah.
By looking at apprenticeships.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at least then you build the talent locally to you, which is where it matters.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then our youngsters don't feel as if they have to disappear to London.
Yeah.
Or New York or, you know, some other.
Or California.
Or Canada.
Yeah. Sure.
But,
yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And we on the Business Bunker fully support what you're doing, and we will do everything we can help to make that happen, because it is really crucial that we encourage kids to do things that they're good at and they have a talent for, and, you know, and we need it. It's just cool stuff.
Congratulations on that.
There is sort of a really good groundswell of technical people that really want to participate.
Yeah.
And take part and mentor these kids.
Absolutely.
They just need to be given the children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So check that out. Epic.org.
.uk.
.uk. Epic.org.uk. Check that out. Find out what's going on. Do something. Make it happen. Help.
Yes.
Donate some time. Donate some projects. Donate anything. Donate money if you're really. Yeah. Anything. But help, because it's important. Doreen, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic.
We're
totally in support of what you and Nick are doing, and everybody there. Thank you so much for that. We're going to do a couple more emails and stuff now, and then we're going to play some tunage. Feel free to stay with us for the rest of the show and to join in as appropriate. No, we never have appropriate joining in, do we? we just have
that. Yeah, it can't be clean.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Billy Dean, from SOS Computers. He's busily trying to find someone to record the show for us because we're having recording problems again. But he's out on, he did it for me last week, he's out on the road this week, so he can't. So he's come up with
not
about...
not good enough.
Now, you know, talking about technical people, Billy is a whiz. Billy Whiz.
Billy
sorry,
whiz.
Biz, Billy, I didn't mean that. Billy is a star, and he's helped us so much with technical stuff. And he's helping us again, so big thank you for that, Billy.
Thank you.
Really do appreciate it. Keep your tweets coming, but I think I've got an email to read, for change, and then you can do one. Kind of all related in the same kind of area, Ben Dodd, who's a student, 21, he's studying computer science and business at the University of Kent at Canterbury, but he's already branching out. He's launched a part-time laptop repair company on the campus in Canterbury.
Oh, wow.
In fact, Dodd's PC repair has proved so popular, he's now opened a second branch on the first floor of the Megaphone shop in St. Peter Street in Canterbury, and that was a year ago, and he now has a staff of two in each shop.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And Ben from Whitstable said his success could inspire others. I started the business as a part-time thing during my placement year, but it's going really well, he said. It goes to show that although there's a recession on, there's still money to be made. Ben had originally planned to join the army, but was talked out of it by one of his friends. Meanwhile, his business fair impressed the university bosses so much that they've made him the Student Entrepreneur of the Year.
Wow, excellent. That's brilliant.
So that is really excellent. Well done, Ben Dodd. Fantastic stuff. That's that.
So Dodds is being represented today.
Yeah. So you could do an email and then I'll do another one.
All right. Well, did you want to know when the next tweet up is?
Yeah. Which one?
Okay. So we've got the next tweet up is Thursday, the 19th of July. It's for all Kent businesses who are welcome to join. It's very informal and it's a free monthly event. The Tweet Up is a free networking event where Twitter users meet in person. We're happy for local business people from Kent to attend, even if they don't have a Twitter account. The main purpose here is for the local business people to meet up in an informal setting without any rules or costs. So it's the third Thursday of every month from 10 o'clock onwards, and it's going to be at the Hotel Continental in Whitstable.
Oh, Whitstable, take it up. That's my favourite.
Is it?
Yeah, I'll go to that on a regular basis. Although, to be fair, I have missed the last two.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Why is
and
that?
I got a well slap on the back of the legs for that.
But
I
like
have to
that.
Say. Yeah, which made it all worthwhile.
I was going to say, a big smile across your face. Bless him. God bless him.
Yeah, next you'll be doing 50 Shades of Grey or something.
Now
yeah.
Listen, so I didn't know what this was, right?
No, right, okay.
All the girlies on the Facebook are going, I can't get into 50 Shades of Grey. And I thought it was a paint swatch thing. I thought, oh, there must be the new colours or something, Dulux or something. So I was like, what 50 Shades of Grey? Well, what colour are you after? And they go, no, it's a book, for goodness sake. So all I'm hearing is how difficult it is to get into.
Don't even go there. Not on a business show. Not on a business
I'll
show.
Just get
not at this time. Not at this time in the afternoon. Not with not with alpacas hanging around.
Randy alpacas, you know, it's mating time.
Exactly. Okay, well, exactly. Say
moving
no more.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Right. I've got a request here, which is good afternoon. I'm really hoping that you'll be able to help me with advertising a charity event that finishing touches are organising for the amazing Armed Forces charity Help for Heroes on Thursday, the 12th of July. So that's this Thursday. Are you going?
Yeah.
We really love your support. So if you're able to give the event a mention on your radio show or donate a space on the homepage of your website, we'll do both. That would be fantastic. And here are the details. There's a charity ladies pamper evening. Well, I'm not coming around, am I?
You'd like that.
I would actually.
You could polish a few bits.
Polish my bits.
Yeah.
Polish my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start at the top and work your way down.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't get very far, would you? You'd run out of time, wouldn't you? Charity Ladies Pamper Evening on Thursday the 12th of July at the stunning coastal venue Pines Calyx, which is in St. Margaret's Bay, which is over in Deal,
lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's the Eco building over there. I went to an event there last year, the iShop event there. It's brilliant. Absolutely fantastic building.
Stunning.
Yeah, it's in France, mind. Just almost.
It is actually because my mobile changes to French Air.
If you go there with a mobile phone, it always switches to Vodafone France.
As well.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, it's at the Pine and Calyx in St. Margaret's Bay, and you can indulge in beauty treatments, tempting treats, local crafts, surprise entertainment.
Yeehaw.
It's me. And of course, the licensed bar. Okay, come and support us and help raise awareness and funds for the amazing Armed Forces charity Help for Heroes. It's pay on the door. It's only £2. The whole £2 goes straight to the charity, go and enjoy it. And that's from Ellie Beer, who's the head coordinator at Finishing Touches. So please get along to that. That's this Thursday evening, at the Pine Calyx. It doesn't have a start time on here, but I guess it must be six or something.
Yeah. from four, or was it from four? I don't know, okay. 4 o'clock in my head, but we'll find that out.
Okay, we'll find that out. But anyway, get along there anyway. Just go. To the Pine Calyx on Thursday and enjoy a ladies pamper evening.
Even if you're a man.
Even if you're a bloke. No, I don't know if you're allowed to go, but, you know. Cool. We got tweets going off all over the place.
Have we?
Yeah.
It's Joey Merge, Jack. Yeah. She's probably been pampered.
Cool. Yeah. We got the Big Society Co-op. Hi, you were in mid-interview. I left a card with a clothing. We're going to meet you up. Right, okay. So they're saying hi to the Business Bunker Show.
Hey.
They were about to get interviewed the last time we were live over there.
Right.
But we came back to the studio.
Aww.
So they left a card to come on later. So big up to them. I'm sure we'll get you in a minute. I think what we're going to do now is play some more tunage.
How exciting.
Yeah, get another outside link going. And go from there. What do you reckon?
But it gives us time to beat the hell out of these two flies that are buzzing around us.
It could well do, yeah. I nearly made some joke about having a studio full of flies, but that wouldn't work, would it?
Here.
You know. So we're going to have a bit of this, a bit of Goo Goo Dolls. What do you reckon?
Goo Goo Dolls. Are you going to dance?
Yeah.
Come on then.
All I could taste is this one. All I can breathe is your life. Sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you. And I don't want the world to see me, cause I don't think that they'd understand. When moment of truth in your lies, when everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, welcome back. Bit of Google holes there, Iris. Anyway, hopefully we got our outside broadcast link to Jules and the gang down at the Kent and Medway Business Show. Hello, Jules.
Hello, Business Bunker listeners, and Paul Andrews, and Audra. Hello, Audra.
She can't hear you. Right, there
oh,
you go.
Okay.
Go on, then.
Well, it's buzzing here still. People are getting slightly hysterical now because it's sort of later on.
Is that hysterical funny or hysterical panicking because I'm not there?
Hysterical sort of bombed out their brain on coffee and aircon.
All right, okay.
I've got Scott Kayser here from Scott Kayser Proposals.
Right.
One of his main clients is The Economist, would you believe?
Blimey.
Yeah.
Highbrow. Are we going to understand this?
Well, I think I might. I'll try.
Cool.
So I'm going to hand you over to Scott, and he's going to tell you a little bit about his business.
Yeah, good idea. Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, hi there. My name's Scott Kayser. Essentially, I help organisations to win big contracts, organisations in any industry, to win major contracts through bids, tenders, proposals, re-tenders, as well as funding applications. So I work in a range of different industries and sectors, mainly professional services. So I work with a lot of law firms, management consultancy practices, engineering practices, and accountancy practices, because that's my background. My background includes 8 years with Ernst & Young and PricewaterhouseCoopers in London, and as a national proposals consultant with Ernst & Young in London, working as a small team to help the different practice teams within that firm to win major tenders. I help the UK firm to double its tender win rate, which, as you can imagine, made the senior partners, who were already very rich, even richer and happier than they already were. And it was a fantastic learning experience for me. So I've been running my own business for 10 years now, but a large... You know, that's largely based on my experience with Ernst & Young, which was incredibly intense and instructive and challenging and interesting. So I work with organizations in any industry. And the reason I don't specialize in a particular industry is that I see organizations large and small, when they're bidding for new business, when they're bidding for contracts, they make the same mistakes time and again, time without number.
What are those mistakes, Scott, would you say?
The three most common ones are these. First of all, they don't pre-qualify properly. So they don't look at the opportunity objectively, and they don't ask four really key questions. Is it winnable? Is it deliverable once we've won it? Is it desirable? So does it fit into our long-term strategy? And is it profitable? Is it going to make money, or actually are we going to have to lose our shirt or cut our throats in order to win it? So the first big mistake is that bidders don't pre-qualify the opportunity. The second mistake is that when they do decide to go for it, so they decide to bid, then they write the bid from their own perspective rather than from the client's perspective. So they're what I call bidder-centric rather than buyer-centric. And what I mean by that is they talk more about what they're going to do than what the buyer is going to get. And that's a really important marketing distinction. And it's a huge, very common problem that most writers, when they're writing bids, bid documents, they talk about we're going to do this, we're going to do that, this is what we've done. Whereas actually that turns the client off. They're more interested in what they're going to get when they hire you or when they appoint you or when they instruct you. So, you know, the second major mistake that bidders make is they produce bids that are dull to the client. The third mistake is that they, there are a number of sort of lots of mistakes, but I guess the third really big one is that they don't, when they get invited then to present, they don't prepare it well enough. So, you know, I've seen bidding teams that have basically briefed themselves in the cab on the way to the pitch or the presentation. And that's clearly, that comes across to the client. It means that you haven't really bonded as a team. You're not clear what you're going to be saying, who's going to be saying what. And the danger is, and I've seen this happen lots of times, is that you run over time and the client says, thank you, that's your 20 minutes, goodbye, or else they open it up to the Q&A session.
So, Scott, are you saying that you're going in there right at the beginning to help them through the whole process here?
Yeah, essentially I am. That's the way I really like to work, ideally. I mean, even though I'm a good writer and I train companies in writing, the bid document is only a small part of the bidding process. It's as much about the pre-qualification. It's about meeting the client pre-submission so you understand what they're like, what they're looking for, what they don't want, what they want more of. And it's also, let's face it, you know, we buy off people who we like and trust. And if you haven't met them beforehand and one of the other bidders, you know, already knows them and they know them, then you're on a hiding to nothing. If you don't have a pre-existing relationship with them, it's going to be very hard for you to dislodge them. So that's another big mistake, which is that bidders don't ask to meet with the client pre-submission. So yeah, I get involved in that. I get involved obviously in the written document. And then if they get shortlisted for the beauty parade or the pitch or the presentation, then I get involved in coaching them to produce not only a really compelling presentation, but to prepare the Q&A. The question and answer session is as important, if not more, than the presentation.
And can you name some of your other clients apart from The Economist?
Yeah, so I work with Allen & Overy, a Magic Circle law firm that's an international law firm. I work with a number of law firms. Another one called Nabarro, people may have heard of. Not quite a so-called Magic Circle law firm, but a big firm. Ernst & Young, PricewaterhouseCoopers. The Economist is my most loyal client. I've trained them in business writing skills since 2004 and continue to do so. And as you can imagine, that opens lots of doors for me. But I get business from people who just Google, write like The Economist. And, you know, besides The Economist, I come number two or three in the Google ranking. So The Economist, I've trained the Foreign Office as well, the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea, Bank of America, a whole range.
So that's Scott Kayser. He's based in Balham, and I'm just going to let him call out his website for the Bunker listeners so we can have a look.
Yeah, Bunker listeners, if you'd like to check me out, my website is www.scottkayserproposals.com, and that's scottkayserproposals.com. Thanks very much.
That's brilliant, Scott. Thank you very much. Paul, are you there?
Yes, we are. Thank you for that, Jules. That was really fascinating. I would have loved to have asked a dozen questions there, but obviously he couldn't hear me. So
I think we'll have to get him on, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. So give us a final rundown on what's happening at the Kent and Medway Business to Business Show. What's it like there?
I have a huge queue of people that are all trying to come on the Bunker.
Right.
Lots of interest.
Right.
We've had... It's calming down a bit now, Paul, thank goodness. But at one stage, we had like sort of six deep at the Bunker.
Blimey.
Stand. But I've seen Steve Gamage from Invicta Insurance Services. He's been along. Canterbury Christchurch University. Ooh. He was interesting.
Cool.
Nicola Burr.
Right.
She's the business development manager. And she was asking for you to go on and sort of talk to some of the students there about social networking and networking.
Great.
And Business Bunker and everything else.
Yeah, cool.
That goes on. So, yeah, very interesting show. I think people are enjoying it. There are lots of women here. For some reason, in my queue, wanting to come on Bunker, it was all men.
I wonder why that would be, then, Jules.
Wondering, her shoes are off. Is there anything else that's come on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's got her brass strap wrapped around the microphone. Yeah, apart from that, no idea what's attracting them.
I can hear you, know.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I've also got Glyn Moore here from Icon Business Solutions.
Okay.
But are we running out of time?
No, you're okay.
Okay, Glyn, just tell the Bunker listeners a little bit about yourself and how you found the exhibition today, please.
Okay. I work as a local business advisor, helping business owners make sense and a success of their business. And the primary objective of attending the exhibition today was to conduct a survey what business owners see as the current challenges and opportunities in 2012. And I think the most interesting thing for me is the word recession has not been mentioned once, but the familiar challenges of increasing my market share, finding more customers, improving my cash flow has been a big one that people have mentioned to us. And the other one has been the number of hours that business owners continue work in their business, quite extraordinary long hours, and the common complaint for not enough reward.
Cool.
Thank you for that, Glyn. And that's Icon Business Solutions, Glyn Moore. Yeah, all rocking and rolling here, Paul.
Cool. Okay. I just, you might, if Scott's still there, we've had some tweets in about it. Somebody called Desna Kalish really support the speaker Scott's view on proposals, and he suggests when you make a bid, imagine you're the customer, read your own bid and ask how exciting it is. So that was an interesting piece, and that's elicited some discussion on Twitter,
yes,
and people tweeting us about that. They're really in tune with what Scott was saying. So do pass that on to Scott for us. That
Scott is still here, so I will. Can you tell me the name of that tweet?
Yeah, it was Desma Cleish, and there are some other people joining in with that now in terms of having a discussion
okay,
about
tell,
it.
And I'm going to get in touch
Scott
with him.
To
yeah, and also Audra has some input into that, so she wants to get in touch with Scott as well. So
yeah.
She'll be...
Well, we all... Yeah, I found it fascinating, and of course Audra would blend in very well with what he does with the training.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, that could be some good linkage there.
Yeah.
Courtesy of the Business Bunker and our outside broadcast team.
Yeah.
Cool. So, have you seen Miss Dodds at all? Miss Dodds?
Miss Dodds is here. Would you like to say hello?
You could try and put her on, yeah.
I've kicked her because she didn't bring Scott, but luckily I found him for the 2 p.m.
All right.
She's blamed it on you, Paul.
Did she?
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Here she is.
Yeah.
Very useful.
What do you mean, she found him? She found him because I arrived at the stand with him.
It's the famous Joe Dodds.
Anyway, how's it going? It sounds like it's going very well. It's all very buzzy over here, and everyone's going on about how cool the Business Bunker is.
Yeah, that's
no,
cool.
I can hear him now. What's he saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
She hasn't given you the headphones, has she?
Yes, and I'm hearing the orange t-shirt. I mean the ginger t-shirt. Oh, I can hear you now.
Cool, okay.
I'm wearing the ginger t-shirt.
Good.
Not.
I went to great lengths to get you a ginger t-shirt, Joe, and you're not going to wear it. Charming.
No, but I'll take one home for little Dodsy to wear as a nightie if you want.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Yeah.
I'll get her to wear it when she comes in on the show on her birthday.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Just be thankful it's not a mouse mat. They've all gone now.
She loves my ginger mouse mat. She's always going on about it. In fact, she's got her own PC now, so I might have to her own laptop, so I might have to steal one from the table.
Yeah, well, we've been talking earlier on in the programme, which you wouldn't have heard because you were probably back in the bar having fun. We were talking earlier in the programme with Doreen Flies from Epic, which is encouraging programming in Kent.
Uh-huh.
And they were saying that they've got very young people that they're encouraging into programming. So I think we'll get little Dodsy on that now. She's six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you know, little Dodsy sent her first independent email at the weekend. Her friend's got an iPhone because she's relocating. And she
my first little email.
She emailed little Dodsy and she emailed back all on her own iPod. So I was very impressed with her.
Cool. That is
very cute.
Hey, listen though, it is funny, isn't it? You do know when you're old and the centuries change when, you know, a milestone in a child's life is my first email.
That's amazing.
It used to be My Little Pony.
Yeah, it was My Little Email and Entourage,
God.
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I'll hand you back to Jules.
All right, Joe.
I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah,
bye,
thank you.
Joe.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi,
Jules.
All right.
I've also got the lovely Neil Annis here.
Oh, Neil. He was on the show last week, yeah.
Yeah, manager of...
Manager's Pit Stop.
Pit Stop. I nearly
said
something wrong.
Yeah.
This is Mr. Andrews.
This is Mr. Andrews.
How are you finding the exhibition, Neil?
Very good. I've only just arrived, but it's buzzing. I'm surprised for the afternoon. It's buzzing. Looking really good.
And have you seen anyone you know yet, or is it all new faces?
As soon as I've walked in, I'm bumping into people that I've seen, that I've made a few new contacts already, so it's really good all round. Yeah.
He was looking for Mr. Bunker, but I said that you're on live, so you'll be back later.
I'll be back there shortly. I won't be long. Yeah.
There's only three cupcakes left, Paul.
Well, we've got
good.
A cake in the old alpaca shop.
Yeah. Everybody's coming at me with sweets and cakes this morning just because I started a diet, you know. It's not good. I don't get any moral support around here at all.
You will.
Yeah. So we've talked to two out of the three crew. Is Becky there?
Becky is not here, no.
She's doing her roving reporter stuff, is she?
Yeah, she's roving around. the mic's gone, so she must be roving.
Okay, cool. So she's out there interviewing other people
for next week.
Yeah, brilliant.
what we've got is a great big ice bucket here. Can you hear it rattling?
Yeah.
And people have been putting their business cards in, so I will draw that at the end of the show today, and we'll read out the winner on the Bunker Show next week.
What are they going to get?
Yeah, what do they win? Not a mouse mat.
I think a T-shirt.
A ginger T-shirt.
Off Joe.
Yeah.
Get it back off
we'll
of Joe.
We'll have to debag Joe and get it back off her.
I have had one around my shoulders. Yeah. But I'm saving the extra, extra, extra large for you, Paul.
That's mine, yeah.
Charming.
I only got one. Hey, that was for me. That was mine. Cool. Okay, so is it still fairly busy there, Jules?
Yes, it is. I can see, it's still buzzing. People are even just arriving, as Neil Annis just said.
Yep.
There's a cameraman here as well from Kent Business TV.
Oh, I did a bit with Kent Business TV this morning, yeah. Neil Ashford and the crew, cool.
We had Mark Lemeza doing magic here at the stand, pulling out rabbits and hats and things.
Blimey.
So still busy. You know, people are still on their feet. I've got a very nice man next door giving me Yorkie bars.
Oh, yum.
Yes. Alan Firmin Limited.
The transport company, yeah.
Yeah. Where are you based, Alan?
We're based in Kemsley, near Sittingbourne, so we've got a new facility there.
How have you found the show today?
It's been very good. I mean, it's been quite busy this morning. It's gone a little bit quieter now after lunch, but I suppose that's inevitable. And it's been quite a lot of people. I think I'm in a busy corner here with you and the business social networking side
again.
Of things here. So it's been quite good in that respect, yeah.
He does a lovely line in a Yorkie.
Yeah, absolutely. And no one... Yeah, blimey.
I did ask if I could pinch one, and then I had another one, and, you know...
I'm not even going to ask you what you asked to pinch, Jules. But I'm assuming it was a Yorkie.
His chunky bit.
I've got a few people waving at me down the other end. I haven't actually been off the stand, but I will go and have a good look round.
Okay.
Later on. But we're in the Whitstable room.
Yep.
As you know.
Yep, cool. Okay. Well, we haven't got much longer to go on the show, and we've got a few bits and pieces to do here. So, unless you've got anybody there that wants a quick shout out, how about the stand the other side of us? It was
yeah,
HR Go.
Hold on, I've just got Becky that's just arrived back. Hold on, I'm gonna pass her over.
Okay.
Hello, Paul.
Hi Becky, how are you?
I'm alright. I actually have a guy here who was coming to video you for a presentation this evening.
Alright.
So, hello, what's your name?
My name's Justin from Creative Motion.
Oh, hi, Justin. Well, he can't hear me, but, tell him I'll be back shortly if he really wants to do a piece.
He will be back shortly. What time?
I've literally got to get home, I've got to get home by about 3 o'clock, get this edited, and then get back here for tonight's dinner to get it shown, so...
Oh, okay, not to worry. Well,
you're in demand, Paul, even when you're not here.
I know, it's sad, isn't it?
You prefer Paul. But we're no good, are we, Jules? It's a very busy day.
Cool. So, you've been touring around the exhibition, Becky?
I have been, indeed. Jules has been the star with the mic, though, I have to say.
Right.
So, we've been overwhelmed by people coming in, really, who haven't heard of the Business Bunker before and don't know why on earth they haven't, because they think it's an amazing platform. So it's been really, really fantastic day. We've had a great time.
Cool. That's really brilliant. And fantastic stuff to all you guys down there for doing that. We've had a good time in the studio too. I'm going to be heading back. I'll be there just after 3 o'clock, but everybody would have gone home by the sound of it. Then no, I'm coming back. But anyway, Becky, for the moment, thanks ever so much. Do you want to put Jules back on and we'll have a quick word with Jules?
Like I said, it's a shame you weren't here to get back on camera.
I know.
In demand.
I know.
But
never mind.
Back over to Jules.
Cheers.
Bye.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello. They refused to film us. They only wanted Andrews.
Put your clothes on.
Yeah. Now take your clothes off.
Put back on.
I bet it would be widescreen camera for you, wouldn't it?
Thank you.
But I'll try and stall him, Paul. I don't know what he's got to go home for, a babysitter or something.
No. I know. It's because he's going to be filming tonight at the dinner.
Yeah.
And part of that is to show the film that he's taken so far today.
Yeah.
And to do that, he's got to go back to the studio and edit it.
Okay.
That's why, I've done enough TV work today already.
Oh,
I've been on the TV three times already today.
Well, in this day and age, I would have thought you could have done it, edited it here and just stay here.
Says the woman that works on a radio show that can't even get it recorded.
So you're going to be coming back straight here from the bunker show, are you?
I am indeed, yep.
From sunny Burmarsh. What's the weather like out
it's
there?
It's okay. Grey-ish. It's a bit greyish.
Hot in here.
It's really hot, though. In the studio, it's blisteringly hot. The air conditioning isn't on at all. We've got the window backup air conditioning, and there's no breeze coming through that. We've got a room full of mating blue bottles, and that's about it.
Someone's
really
getting some action.
Yeah. And we're.
I suggest you wash up, and then you won't get blue bottles.
Oh yes, Jules, I've been in there. It's not clever, yes. Is it? Gentlemen have been in there.
You need a good scrub.
Yes.
Around there. Oh, Lemez's making faces at me.
Oh yeah.
In fact, they're all looking at me, but they're staying away in case I grab them.
Right. Okay. Cool. All right, Jules. Well, thanks for that. Thanks for your broadcast and signing off now. Enjoy the rest of the Kent and Medway Business to Business show.
I will.
And we'll see you all next week anyway, back on the bunker. But and I'll be down there later.
Bring me a coffee on your way back, Paul.
Yeah, we'll do. You've earned it.
And I wonder if Billy Dean's there. Hello, Billy Dean, if you're listening.
Yeah, Billy's out on the road, which is why he can record it. He's been trying to help us record the show, but he was out on the road, so he couldn't do it himself.
Okay, so we'll
see what's what.
Becky and I are going to say bye together now.
One, two, three.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. See you soon.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye. See you.
Oh, that sounds great fun, Dan.
That was good.
Hey?
Well, at least the outside broadcast worked.
But
no one will ever know because they can't listen again, but anyway, whatever. Right, I've got a couple of emails to read here. Have you got anything left?
Well, I've got some awards that might be nice to recognise.
Okay, I'll tell
people.
You what, there's a couple of tweets I'm going to do
the
first.
Tweets first.
And then you can do your awards because I think that's important.
Yeah.
So we got tweets from Go Vicinity Creative, who've been trying to help out with some technical stuff and they're just saying hi. And also Alan Noak. Who is at the Kent and Medway Business to Business show with Shackleton the Penguin.
Oh.
Yeah, so
is
that's
a real
cool.
one or a man in an outfit?
I think it's a man in an outfit.
Oh, well, no, I'm
personally,
disappointed.
So that's that. And then we've had Tracy Bartlett. Tracy hasn't been on the Bunker show for ages and ages and ages. Tracy runs, her Twitter handle is Business Helper. And she runs a wedding website down in East Sussex.
Oh, I remember
if
that.
If I remember rightly, yeah.
So
hello, Tracy. Haven't spoken to you for ages and ages and ages. About time you were back
Come
on the
on
Bunker.
Back.
Yeah, about time you rang us. Not enough time now, but if anybody does want to ring, it's 01303-874-998, but we've only got a couple of minutes left.
You might not answer.
Yeah, no, we would be out of here by then. Anyway, read some of those awards out for us.
Okay then, so KEBA, the Kent Excellence Business Awards, let's have a look at and congratulate those who've won the following. Mid-Kent College, who won the Big Business of the Year, well done. Best Leisure and Tourism Business goes to the Aspinall Foundation, which is Howlett's and Portland, the Wild Animal Parks, which are my favourite, I love them. The Best Science and or Technology Business goes to EMS Security Group in Herne Bay. Employer of the Year goes to Holiday Extras in Hythe. Entrepreneur of the Year goes to Alan Proto, GML Group in Maidstone, well done. And SME Business of the Year goes to 3Rs, Teacher Recruitment in Ashford. Startup Business of the Year, Bertie's Wood Fuel Limited in Hadlow. And Young and Entrepreneur of the Year goes to Craig Harrison, Aqua Reed Limited in Broadstairs. And Outstanding Contribution to the Business Community of Kent goes to Amanda Cottrell. Charity Bank, Tunbridge, won the inaugural Finance for the Future Not-for-Profit Award in a contest backed by NatWest and the Prince's Accounting for Sustainability Project. So well done there.
Brilliant.
One final thing, Hadlow College's finance team, led by Mark Lunson-Taylor, won the Public Sector Award. So congratulations to everybody there.
Fantastic. Well done to all of those people.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of quick emails to read. Have you got a couple of other things left
there? Well, I've got a long one, but it's from Hilda Mary Smith's cryptic evening out, her mystery magical tours.
Okay, well, I think we'll cover that next week because we've only got a minute left.
Yeah, it's not
and,
too
and this one's time sensitive. It's the Canterbury tweet up. Business networking tomorrow, the 4th of July at the Miller's Arms in Canterbury. You're invited to a free business networking event, the Canterbury Business Tweet Up. Very popular networking at the Miller's Arms, and it's from 10 p.m.
Is it?
It's from 10 a.m. till noon at the Miller's Arms pub. That's in Mill Lane, St. Radigan's, Canterbury. And anyone can go, and it's free of charge. So get along and do that.
And we've got a request here as well. Hi, I've got some office space which may be of interest. The details are here. The office space available is in Whitstable, and it's located on the John Wilson Business Park near B&Q and Sainsbury's.
Sandy.
It's a private room in a shared office suitable for one or two people. Price for one person is £285 a month, and that includes rent, rates, heating, lighting, broadband, tea and coffee. Can't be bad. And it's a 6-month minimum contract, then a 2-month notice period. So if anybody's interested in that, that's Jonathan Durth from therightethos.co.uk. And there is a phone number here, but if anybody's interested in that, if they want to drop me an email, I'll give them his mobile number and you can follow up with that. So that is that.
Good luck.
And we're just about at the end of the show, do you know?
I know.
So it just leaves me to say, you've been listening to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Show, with me, Paul Andrews, and my lovely co-presenter, Audra Lamoon.
Thank you.
Our outside broadcast team.
Yes.
Jill Serkin.
God bless her.
Rebecca the Oliver. Lady. And occasionally Joe Dodds. Yeah. Our studio guest has been Doreen Flies of Icon.
And Epic.
No, sorry, I got that right. Ion Cube and Epic and half the businesses of Kent have also been on the show today, screaming down our microphone from the Kent and Medway Business to Business Show at the Ashford International Hotel, staged by the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. So, have a great week. We will be back with you next week, and thank you for listening.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.